We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
We're about to hear Maggie tell us about a brand new potential partner who completely screwed up a first date. Should she give him a second? Should she love him or list him? Welcome to John and Tammy in the Morning at 103.7 KSON.
And welcome to the show, Maggie from South Bay. Maggie, thank you for coming on the show today to share your story. You're kind of sitting here wondering if this first date shows how this guy is going to be in the future. So tell us how this first date went terrible.
Yeah, first of all, before you do that, Maggie, this is history on Love Him or List Him. We've never had an actual only one date in Love Him or List Him call. So go ahead. You're a history maker.
Oh, okay. So I met this guy on Hinge a couple weeks ago, and we were getting along really well, like texting, like after we switched from like messaging in the app. And I was super excited for our first date. Like, it seems like you're going to get along really well. But when we finally met up, he took me to buy himself a motorcycle.
Like, you stopped, yeah. You stopped to buy a motorcycle and then you carried on with your date? Or the process of buying a motorcycle was the date?
Well, I guess in his brain it was, like, part one of the date. So, like, we ended up, like, meeting up at this place. And I didn't, like, I had Ubered over there, so I didn't know what was happening. But he got himself a motorcycle, but when he bought it, he only got one helmet. So I had to Uber separately to the restaurant.
Okay. All right. So he takes your motorcycle shopping. You Uber over.
He took himself motorcycle shopping. He just brought Maggie
with. Along. He's excited. He gets the bike. He's got one helmet. And he's like, okay, here's the address of where we're going to go to dinner. Catch an Uber.
Basically.
Did he say it like that, Maggie? I mean.
Well, he was just like, he's like, oh, yeah, this was a lot of fun. Like, let's go get dinner now.
So dinner was kind of an afterthought, is what you're saying.
Felt like that. I mean, dinner was fine.
And oh, by the way, get yourself there because I got a cycle with one helmet that I just bought. Look at my brand new shiny bike.
Yeah, while I was there.
Oh, so let's just run down here quickly. Maggie was on a first date.
Yeah.
Met a guy on Hinge. Things were fine. Guy decides to take Maggie motorcycle shopping for himself.
Mm-hmm.
Buys a motorcycle.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Let's go get dinner now to celebrate my motorcycle. I only have one helmet. Take an Uber. I'll see you there. That about sum it up, Maggie?
Yeah, basically.
Was dinner at least good?
Yeah, dinner was great, and, like, I really liked him. We had a lot in common, but it was just the way he started everything was so weird. I don't know what to think.
And even a bigger drag, it's the first date, so you really can't say, what is going on with the motorcycle on the first date? How about a movie? Or a walk? Or anything?
Or, like, just buy it before you meet up with me.
Yeah, or buy it another day. How about that? Or you buy it and you leave it there.
Maybe he wanted to show it off, right?
Yeah, but if you're going to show it off, you want to take the person on the bike with you.
Maybe he's not a smart show-off.
Oh, my God.
Maybe he just didn't think. I don't know. We're not that smart sometimes. Let's just see what everyone else has to say. Should Maggie love him or list him?
833-287-1037. Maggie needs your help. Was that a dopey move for him to buy the motorcycle, or does it show that he's kind of selfish, that he didn't even think about the fact that this is a first date and you're going to go motorcycle shop for yourself and then not even take her on the bike?
That's a good question. Maggie, real quick before we turn things over to our KSON listeners, is he kind of dopey or just selfish?
I didn't get that impression from him when we were talking, and he seemed really sweet and genuine at dinner, but it was just the motorcycle thing just, like, really threw it all out of whack. I don't know what to think.
And taking your own Uber to meet him for dinner after that is the part that really bugs me.
You had to get home that way as well.
Yeah.
833-287-1037. Should Maggie in South Bay love him or list him? Are we going to give this guy a break? Maybe he was nervous. I don't know. Let's see what you have to say. And then, Maggie, if you wouldn't mind hanging out with us for a little while to see what the reaction of our KSON family will be. And I actually have no idea what they're going to say. I'm pretty curious about it. How about you?
Yeah.
All right, 833-287-1037. Help Maggie out. Should she love Mr. First Date Motorcycle or should she list Mr. First Date Motorcycle? 833-287-1037. John and Tammy in the morning on KSON. We are back. John and Tammy in the morning. Love him or list him. And we had Maggie on from South Bay. She's waiting to hear what you have to say about a guy she went on one date with. One date only. They met on Hinge. Had a great text conversation before the first date. When first date happened, let's just say it wasn't exactly instant passion.
Super excited for our first date. Like, it seems like you're going to get along really well. But when we finally met up, he took me to buy himself a motorcycle. But when he bought it, he only got one helmet. So I had to Uber separately to the restaurant.
833-287-1037. Should Maggie love him? Give him another chance, at least a couple more dates, or does that first date say it all, and should she list him?
Let's start with Chris and Tierra Santa. Chris, should Maggie love him or list him? What are your thoughts?
Oh, definitely list him. If it's the bike is more important than going out with a new person, get rid of him. And then making him Uber to another place, that's just kind of, if this is the best he's at right now trying to find a date, then it's going to get worse.
I love hearing from the men. Let's go to Jeremy and RB. Jeremy, should Maggie love him or list him, and what brings you to that conclusion?
Yeah, I think it's a very awkward scenario to get from the beginning, but the final straw would be, did he pay for the Uber to dinner? And if he didn't, list him.
Terry and Mira Mesa, what do you think Maggie should do? Love him or list him?
So I think she should give him another chance because as an unexperienced motorcycle rider, I wouldn't put somebody else on the back either. Mm. And then maybe like that was the only appointment time that he could get to actually pick up the motorcycle. Or maybe he wanted to like show off a little bit.
Yeah. That's what I think.
But don't you think he would say that though?
Before we have dinner, and I'm going to take you out to a great dinner.
Yeah.
Maybe you have to get yourself there. More about that in a second.
I did think it was kind of rude for not at least paying for her Uber to dinner.
Right.
All right. Thank
100%.
You for that. Liz in La Mesa. Liz, should Maggie love him or list him? What do you think?
I think she should give him another shot. The motorcycle thing was totally weird. I agree with that. I feel like it was a total show-off move to, you know, show her how cool he was, which is very odd and very rude, you know, that he didn't have a ride for her. But seeing as it was only their first date, I feel like she should give him another chance.
Ron is in RB. Ron, what do you think? Should Maggie love him or list him and why?
Well, first of all, the issue is, does he know how to ride a motorcycle and does he know how to ride two up? If he's not an experienced rider, carrying a passenger is not only dangerous for her, but it's dangerous for him.
That's
sure.
Good thinking.
So, don't you think he would have said that, though?
Well, some people aren't that smart.
Kelly and Ramona, let's wrap this up. Should Maggie love him or list him? What are you thinking?
List him. The fact that he went and bought the motorcycle on the first date tells me that he's just trying to show off, and it seems very egotistical. Did he offer to call the Uber for her from the motorcycle shop?
She paid for it herself.
Yeah, I think that's just a huge red flag.
All right, Kelly, thank you for that. Well, it's close, Maggie. Couple loves, but if we had to put it to a vote, list him would be the winner. I think the paying for your own Uber was a big reason why. Are you down with that, or are you thinking something differently?
No, like, I think they're right. Like, if you're going to take me to go get a motorcycle, at least, like, have a plan for after the fact.
Right, and, you know, it's kind of telling that it continued to bother you through dinner, even though dinner was good and he had a good time, that you just couldn't get that out of your head.
Well, she still had that lonely Uber ride home to look forward to. Hey, listen, if he would have purchased a second helmet, would that have changed things?
I think he would have showed that he wanted to involve me in it, especially since he asked me to meet him there anyways in the first place.
There had to be a reason he did that. He had to be showing off or something. Like, she'll be impressed that I'm buying this. That's the only thing I can think of. Who in their right mind would say, it's part of our date, meet me there?
Or he's making it convenient for himself. He knew he was going to do that. Yeah, okay, you know what? Just meet me here and we'll go afterwards.
Or,
I don't know.
Or this is a guy that never wants to get any action ever.
Right.
All right. Well, either way, Maggie, listen, you're going to do what you want to do. We appreciate you sharing your life, whether you give the guy a second chance or not. It sounds like you're not. We just hope that you're happy, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Maggie.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.